Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Side Hustle School. We are in the very beginning of a new month, episode 2618 here. And we're going to talk about the model known as Profit First. This actually comes to us from my friend and perhaps your friend as well, Mike Michalowicz. Mike is a great guy. I've talked about his books a couple times. So he's created this whole model. It's like an alternative accounting model, essentially. Not just accounting, but a whole financial strategy. And a listener is calling in from Corpus Christi, Texas. This listener has been doing graphic design, and they want to kind of remix their accounting or their financial management, and they're thinking about using Profit First. So I'm happy to talk about this because, as I said, Mike is a friend. I think beyond just the fact that he's a cool guy, this model is actually very helpful for lots of people. And his whole premise, you know, the whole premise of Profit First is that a lot of businesses don't actually make money. A lot of small businesses are very focused on expense, and they put the owners last, like the owner is the last person to get paid. And Mike is kind of like, hey, if you're running a business, aren't you doing it to make money? And why don't you actually pay yourself first? And as I said, kind of remix the whole understanding of income and expenses and such. So this listener is curious about the applicability of Profit First to his small service-based business, particularly given the often unpredictable nature of freelance income. So let's explore if it can work in this business and perhaps yours. We'll talk about potential challenges and downsides. There are not too many, mostly it's upsides, but I will get into as many details as possible without overwhelming you because we like to keep things short and action-oriented. Detailed question and my answer in just 30 seconds.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
My name is Theo from Corpus Christi, Texas. I've been running a freelance graphic design business for a couple of years, and while I'm passionate about my work, managing finances isn't my strong suit. So I recently came across the Profit First model and am intrigued by its approach to business finance management. Now, considering the size of my business and the irregular nature of freelance income, is this a practical model for me? What are the potential challenges or downsides to implementing Profit First in a small service-based business?
Theo, let's talk about it. Potential challenges or downsides. Let's do the downsides first, then we'll talk about the upsides. I think I said in the introduction that there aren't any downsides. And there is one. I thought about it. You know, it requires a shift in mindset. To implement an all-new financial model. It requires a shift in mindset. It can take some time to adjust. Sometimes in life and work, we just kind of get by doing the things that have always worked, and that's not always bad. Like, we don't actually have to have transformative experiences in every part of our lives. In some cases, having some routine and predictability can help us to grow elsewhere. So that perhaps is the only challenge or downside. The upside is that change of thinking, that change or that adaptation can be really good. And basically, the model of profit first, it kind of flips the traditional formula. The traditional formula of revenue is sales minus expenses equals profit. And Mike suggests sales minus profit equals expenses. In other words, you take your sales, then you got to pay yourself first, then you think about your operating expenses. So for a freelancer, this can instill discipline in managing your finances and making sure you're not just working to pay bills, but also securing profits. If you have a lot of questions about this, I totally understand. Mike has a whole book about it. He's got a bunch of free resources. If you look at profitfirstbook.com, you can get a whole detailed overview, a one sheet, frequently asked questions, graphics and charts, all that kind of stuff, completely free. So it doesn't always work for every business, but I have heard a lot of people have a lot of success with it. And even if you don't implement a whole model, just thinking about the idea of profit first, I think is helpful. That's actually the most helpful thing for me. But in short, can it work for freelancers like you, Theo? Absolutely, for sure. And I think financial discipline and taking profits are good for every small business owner and side hustler out there. So listeners, I'm cheering you on. I want you to be able to make money. That's what this is about. I mean, money isn't everything, but you need to make money from your side hustle so that you can do more and then grow your business if you want to grow your business, but mostly do stuff for yourself, right? So you have financial freedom. That's the goal. SideHustleSchool.com. There's some resources, mailing list, show notes for every episode. This has been 2,618. More coming up every single day. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.